Initially, the cathedral was planned to be on 4th Street between Chestnut and Broadway, but finally the decision was made to locate it on the site of the old St. Louis Church on 5th Street. Not everyone agreed with that, and in fact, on the day the cornerstone was laid in 1849, Father Badden, who is the proto-priest of the United States, walked around the foundation of the cathedral, citing Psalms of Lament because he was so unhappy with the location. 2 days later, got on a steamboat to Cincinnati and never came back.
Retired professor of theology and historian, Reverend Clyde Cruz.
No sooner had it opened in October of 1852 than it seemed to face many turmoils. In 1854, for example, the edge of a tornado struck it during services one Sunday morning, blowing the people about, as the one newspaper account said, in utmost confusion. In 1855, the church was at the center somewhat of the Bloody Monday riots. There were some fears on the part of some people in the city that the Catholics had stored men and munitions in the building, and the mayor of the city took the keys and went in and investigated and came out to proclaim there were indeed no men or munitions stored in the building. The Civil War followed, and during the Civil War, true to its status as a barter city, Louisville's cathedral was a scene of services to honor the fallen of both sides, both the blue and the gray. During the 20th century, the cathedral was the center for much in Louisville life. During the flood of 1937, it served as a refugee center. During the two world wars, it provided solace for so many people in those very troubled times.
The church has undergone many renovations and changes through the years. Initially, the cathedral was covered in stucco, and it was chipped off to expose the brick below around 1900. The period around 1900 was considered the golden years of the cathedral when Monsignor Boucher was pastor. Many things happened here during that time. It became a very vibrant and alive parish. In 1972, the space was renovated to accommodate the liturgical changes of the Second Vatican Council. And then the most recent restoration was completed in 1994 when the dark stained glass windows were removed and replaced with clear glass, which would have been the situation when the cathedral was first constructed, letting in more light, which is appropriate for a cathedral, which is meant to be a place that lets in the light of the outside.